This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 12, for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. In today's episode, we have a fun highlights from the first ever mariachi spring tour.
Can't wait to get to that. But first, let's take a look at the headlines that are currently on the LPS website. Just up today, there's one called High Energy and Whole Brain Teaching at Sheridan. It's about Emily Wyback's third grade classroom at Sheridan Elementary School. And it talks about the idea of whole brain teaching, where they don't you just use words, but they use actions and all kinds of things, kind of get the whole body involved, seeing, hearing, touching, so that they can help remember facts. And it's a really neat talk about how she uses that, and she's not the only person at Sheridan doing it.
And when Jason went out to cover, Jason Keyes, our team member, went out to cover that story, he recorded it, and just listening when he brought that back, listening to the energy in that room, I think the last line in that story captures it all. So
yes, he says, it must be tiring. Also, last night, and this was fantastic, we had the Thank You Teacher Recognition Celebration. This is the celebration that got postponed from a month ago that was supposed to be at the Governor's Mansion in the morning, and instead we did it here at the district office in the afternoon. And we had a chance to have the students that nominated the teachers and then the teachers themselves here, and it was a special night.
It was very emotional, I think, for some, very empowering, but we got to live stream it. And so if you haven't seen that video yet, it is on the LPS Facebook page, or you can go on our website and watch the entire ceremony. It's really neat to see the kids thinking about why this teacher has made an impact, and then to hear the teacher's reactions, because some of them have no idea that they made that kind of an impact in a student's life.
Yeah, I know some teachers, you know, they can spend their entire career hoping that they touch a student in the way that these educators have. And to not just wonder if they've done that, but to have somebody tell it to your face in front of others, it was quite a night. Also, there's a story about a student at Scott that's advanced to the National GOB competition. Sixth grader Advait Singh won the National Geographic, the Nebraska State competition. And now he gets to go to the national competition that's May 19th through the 22nd at the National Geographic Society headquarters. There's 54 state champions that get to go. Ooh. There. Yeah, they get a medal and $1,000 cash prize and a trip. Well, they get the trip to go to the GOB competition in D.C., so quite a deal.
Congratulations to Advait. And some of you might realize that this was the second place winner in our LPS spelling bee. Advait got second behind the twins. So we congratulations to him.
And then also, this is April, and up on our front page is LPS is Community. We're starting to get towards the end of our series of words that the Lincoln community picked to describe Lincoln Public Schools. And so this month, a great month, since we have a backpack, extra mile walk, and all kinds of things going on in April that connect with the community, and the community connects with us.
Yes, and also we have the Student Serve Week at the end of April, and we have lots of opportunities for students and staff to be involved in our community.
Yeah, watch out with Student Serve to see students out in the community doing all kinds of things to help. So Mindy, that's some stuff on the front page. What's going on this week?
Well, we also have a lot going on in the arts and intercity athletics. Tonight, 5 o'clock, so far not canceled. Girls soccer, we have East High School versus Southwest at Seacrest Field. That's 5 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Thursday, we've got at 5 p.m. girls soccer. We have Lincoln High versus Southeast at Beechner. And also we have boys soccer, Northeast versus Southeast at Seacrest. So Southeast is playing girls at Beechner, boys at Seacrest, and so that should be good competition. Also tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we have East High School is doing Get Smart. So that's if you're interested in seeing a play.
I would like to see that one.
I think that would be a good one. And also opening tomorrow night, Southwest High School is presenting My Fair Lady. It's a special, they're the first high school in the nation to do this production of My Fair Lady.
Good privilege for them.
That's awesome. And on Friday, we continue with Get Smart and My Fair Lady at 7 o'clock. Saturday, also, those productions are going on. If you are interested in getting more information, of course, you can find the information on our website, or you can call those schools, their ticket offices, to get ticket information. On Monday, we've got girls tennis at 4 p.m. We've got East High versus Lincoln High at Woods. And then on Tuesday, we've got baseball at 5 p.m. We've got several games. We've got East playing North Star at Sherman. We've got Lincoln High versus Southwest at Densmore. And we've got Northeast versus Southeast at Den Hartog. And then at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, we also have boys soccer. We have Northeast versus Southwest at Seacrest Field. And then we've got some music things coming up. We've got Northeast Spring Showcase Instrumental Concert at 5 p.m. and the Southeast Concert Band, Symphonic Band, and Wind Ensemble. That's Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. And of course, Tuesday night is our board meeting where we broadcast that live on our website and YouTube.
Woo! So much going on. Let's get to the main focus of today. So Friday was a super fun day for our communications team. Jason Keys and Mindy followed, you're going to have to help me out with the name here.
Los Mariachis de la Ciudad Estrella, which means the mariachis from the Star City.
Excellent. So they were around town on the spring tour to four of our schools. And this is the inaugural year for the district-wide mariachi group. And thanks to the monetary support from the Foundation for Lincoln Public Schools, it features students from various schools, ages, and cultural backgrounds. I think they are essentially middle school and high schoolers, but not just from public schools, also from private schools.
Yep, that's right. There's actually a seventh grader from a private school, but primarily 8th through 12th grade, from representing all schools across the district.
And the reasons that they join the group can vary as well. So we are going to meet.
Los Mariachis de la Ciudad Estrella.
I wish you could see my lips moving, and then we would just sink Mindy in over top of it. So we're going to hear from them, and we're going to hear some highlights from their tour.
My name is Patty, and I'm a junior at East High School. I play the violin. And I started in mariachi because I wanted to be just like my uncle.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm a freshman at Southwest High School. I play the violin, and I like mariachi because it's a fun new way to experience culture.
Hey, hi, my name is Marcus. I'm a freshman at Lincoln High. I play the violin, and I joined mariachi because I like the music.
Hi, my name is Azariah. I'm from Goodrich Middle School. I'm an eighth grader, and I play violin, and I joined mariachi because I thought it would be fun to learn more about my culture.
My name is Mana. I'm an eighth grader from Goodrich, and I joined because, I guess just for the fun of it, because stuff like this interests me.
Hi, I'm Eli. I'm a ninth grader in Lincoln Southwest. I play the viola, and I joined mariachi so I can get more in touch with my Mexican heritage.
Hi, I'm Brandon, and I'm an 11th grader from Lincoln High. I play the viola, and I joined mariachi to gain a new experience.
Hi, my name is Morgan. I'm a sophomore at Lincoln High. I play the trumpet, and I joined mariachi to have more opportunities in music.
Hi, I'm Dr. McCullough. I'm the assistant director of mariachi. I used to play professionally, and so this was an opportunity for me to teach kids how to play this music.
Hi, I'm Ian Verbeck. I'm an eighth grader at Skull Middle School, and I play the guitarón. It's a guitar. It's a bass guitar with six strings.
I'm Emily Ollis. I go to Lincoln High. I'm a sophomore, and I play guitar for the mariachi band, and I joined it because I was interested in meeting new people.
Hey, my name's Noe. I'm a junior at Lincoln High School, and I play the guitar.
Hey, my name is Josue. I'm a senior at Lincoln High School, and I play the vihuela. And I joined because I had nothing else to do, and it's fun.
Hey, Cindy Cardona. I am vocalist. I am junior in Lincoln High School.
My name is Brett Noser. And I am the director of Los Mariachis, along with Dr. McCullough, back over here on trumpet. The first song that we're going to play for you, we're gonna do some talking in between songs, but the first song we're going to play for you is called Los Aguacates, The Avocados.
Thank you.
So just to kind of give you some a translation, Los Mariachis de la Ciudad Estrella means the mariachis of the Star City. Okay, so as you might see up here, all of our students are wearing these ties, these stylized ties. These are called moños. The vast majority of mariachis that you will see will have these stylized ties. And actually, at one of our concerts last week, Dr. McCullough talked to us because she's actually been in some professional mariachis. She'll talk a little bit more about that later. But some mariachis will have just one stylized tie. Sometimes they might have multiple. It depends on what they're doing, what kind of event they're doing, quinceañeras, weddings, birthdays, funerals, things like that. They might change it just a little bit. The ones that we have are actually stylized specifically for us, and we kind of agreed on what the colors we wanted to use, because around Nebraska, we really like red and black. So we decided on those two for sure. And then we kind of threw another idea in there to throw in goldenrod, because that's the state flower. Okay, so it kind of, as one of our students put it, it kind of sets off the beauty of the whole thing. So those are our three colors. And on the moño itself, it has a picture of the capital with a star, because it's the capital city of Star City. All right, the next piece that we're going to be playing for you is Como Quien Pierde Una Estrella. And normally this is a song, but today we're going to be playing it just as instrumental. Originated around the year 1850. It was like mid to late 1800s when mariachi started. And actually at that time, mariachi was a little bit different than it does now. The original, like what we have in history written down, is that one of the first mariachis went to the capital in Mexico at the time, and they had a harp player, a guitar player, and two violinists. And they went to play for the president at the time. Where they came from was a state that was on the west or the southwest coast of Mexico. So that's where mariachi originated from, and it's been a very nationalistic style of music. So whenever you hear it, you think of the country of Mexico. Okay, so the next piece we're going to be playing for you is actually based off of a Mexican folk tale called La Llorona. Actually, we have students from middle schools and high schools in town, both public high schools and public middle school and high schools and private middle and high schools. So this is for any student. So if you see any of the instruments up here and you're like, hey, I play some of those instruments, this is really cool, I would like to join up with this. This is open to any student that lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay, so if you are thinking about doing that, I'm going to be sending out some posters to teachers towards the end of the school year to get a feel out for anybody who's interested. We'd love to have you join us. So on some of these songs, a very stylized thing to do for mariachi, if you ever go to another mariachi concert again, you might hear some sounds coming from the audience that are sounds of cheers or things like that. And actually we call these gritos, and you might hear some of our performers doing this at some point. It's when they hear something that they really, really enjoy, they might throw some gritos at the performers up on stage. So if there's something that you hear that you like, si senor or si senorita, for example, when Cindy was singing, they might sing, they might yell to her because they're absolutely loving what she's doing, or they love what the trumpet is playing, or something along those lines.
Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit about instruments. I'm sure most of you recognize most of these are standard orchestral instruments. Our band also has some violas in it that they can also play by the part. Not usually traditional, but we like them, so we want them here. Flute sometimes plays with mariachis. They can play the violin part. Sometimes they have their own unique parts. So if you play flute and want to do this, you're more than welcome. Okay, and then we have trumpet, of course. And does anybody play trumpet in here? A lot of you guys play. Does that sound, the way I'm playing it, or the way we're playing it, does that sound like anything you should be playing in concert band?
No.
Yo, there you go. Things you'll learn as you get older that everything you play in has a different style. Mariachi has a very distinct style. You have to play with that really obnoxious big vibrato that you're almost moving the instrument the whole time. And then really, really sharp, pointed, staccato notes, like very, very short, which you absolutely cannot do anywhere else or you will get yelled at, I know. And then over here, some instruments you may not be familiar with. I mean, we have our standard six-string guitar. We play on a classical guitar with the fake gut strings on there. Instead of the steel string, don't play steel string. And then we have our huela, which is like a guitar, but it has five strings. It's missing the low E string. It also plays, basically, it plays the same chords, it just looks different because we're missing the E string. Then we have our guitarrón, who plays our bass part. The cool thing about that is you can play, it always plays two notes at the same time, octaves. So that's kind of the tricky thing of that instrument. You have to play two strings at once, and you have to finger on the fretboard two notes at once, that are the same notes, and get them in tune. But here, so we picked it up this year, and we did a great job, despite being a difficult instrument. Yes, give him a hand. So if he gets off on time, it screws up the whole ensemble. But he does such a great job keeping time, and we all listen to him. That's why we all stay together so long, even without a director. Another thing, some of you guys might not be used to playing in concert band or orchestra. We don't have anybody out conducting. We count. We have to listen. That's a lot of things. Something you'll find in a lot of other ensembles outside of high school. So it's a good skill to have that we're learning right now. All right. I think for our next song is El Rey, a song that I've played a lot with professional bands.
That just sounded like such a fun day. It was so fun to watch. But as much fun as they had on stage, you could tell by the end of the day, they were exhausted. Can you kind of explain what the day was like?
They were tired. And I know because my son, Ian, which you met during the broadcast there, he plays the guitarrón, the very big guitar, and he's an eighth grader, and he's never played that instrument before. And so he plays the upright bass, and that's who they recruited. And so he learned how to play this guitarrón because his fingers are strong enough.
And it's huge.
It's huge. It's bigger than he is. And he has to hold that. So the day started at Kuzer Elementary. They started there at 8:15 and they played
And what time did they get together at Lincoln High before they even went there?
Yeah, they met at 7 o'clock at Lincoln High so they could make sure that everybody could drive because there was no transportation and everybody was coming from different schools. So they met at Lincoln High at 7. They got to Kuzer Elementary at 8:15, which is in North Lincoln, up on North 14th, close to Alvo Road. And they played for the fifth graders there in the gym. And they put on a 30-minute concert for them and talked to them about all of that. And then from there, they drove across town to Southeast High School, where they had a little bit of time to rehearse because they were putting on an hour-long show for an assembly. And this was an optional assembly. Students could sign up to attend, but they filled the auditorium. They filled the balcony. It was so amazing. And I think the students in the mariachi band finally woke up there. As you could hear at the end during El Rey, the gritos were going on. And so that was so much fun.
There was so much back and forth and excitement there. You could tell that the kids were really enjoying the show there.
It pumped up the mariachi band for sure. The kids had the goosebumps. It was so neat to see the standing ovation for the kids at the end of that concert. But that was an hour. And then we went to lunch. We went to De Leon's on North 48th and Vine. And we only had 30 minutes to scarf down our food because we had to be at Huntington Elementary at 1 o'clock. And they put on a half hour show there for the Huntington Elementary entire school there. It was really neat to see. So they put on a 30 minute show there and then they had to hustle across town to Scott Middle School. And that's where they ended their day. They put on a 30 minute concert for Scott Middle School and it was their orchestra, world language, and vocal music courses there. So they put in a full day and that was after 2 hours of rehearsal on Thursday night. So as you can imagine, a lot of their fingers were tired. They were exhausted from standing because mariachis stand, that's what they do. And so it was a very long day for them, but I think the kids enjoyed it. I think they had a lot of fun.
So if you're listening or if you have a student that you know of, that's into band, maybe wants to do something a little bit different. And there's lots of opportunities within a school and within the district to play the same instrument in a lot of different ways, but not always a chance to do something completely different. And both the mariachi band and our Pangea steel drum band are really nice ways to get involved with students from other schools and doing something really different where you get to do some fun performances throughout the city. So get involved and do one of these things. You know, every week when we do this show, we have a rundown that we read through as we're doing this. And Mindy this week put a picture of tacos in here. So we've been listening to mariachi music. I've been looking at tacos, thinking I need a horchata here to be enjoying with it. So maybe tacos this evening. So thank you for all of that, Mindy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And of course, if you want to hear the mariachi, again, the Los Mariachis de la Ciudad Estrella, they are going to perform for us here at the district office during our learning lunch in May. So on May 14th here at noon, you can come hear them live. They're also going to play with the Lincoln Community Band. They're working on a couple pieces to play with them. That's coming up in May, so I'm sure we'll have more information on our website. But May 14th here at noon, if you can't make it to the district office over your lunch hour, we are going to stream that live. So be watching our website for more information.
Excellent. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you all for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.